Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
It's not going to cheer us up, is it? After the rugby yesterday, it was just the worst way to lose. And it's so typically Scottish, you know, like, glorious failure. Again. I mean, you get sick of the old glorious failure tag, don't you?
Yeah, but they played well.
Yes, I know. And the worst part is, I mean, Australia played well as well. I don't blame Australia, but you've got to blame the ref. And I hate blaming the ref, but it was such a big mistake at a crucial moment.
Right.
You have to. Anyway, I was in such a bad mood last night. And genuinely sad. Not in a bad mood, but genuinely sad. Because I think we would have had a chance to go all the way at the final.
I got a text from a friend saying her husband has gone to the garage. He can't cope. He's gone to grieve in the garage.
He's gone to his own garage, yeah. Yeah, and I was like that. And I came in to work this morning and I was in a pretty low place. And then Arlene came back.
Oh.
And I said, how was your holiday? And you said it was good, but tell everybody what you had to have done during your holiday.
I had to have an injection in my bum. Why me?
Arlene had to get an injection in her bum during her holidays. Now, it gets better. Why did you have to get an injection in your bum?
Because I had toothache. I think he was at it. Why did you need an injection in your bum for toothache?
Yeah. Was this because you were on a cruise?
I was on a ship.
On a ship. So I'm guessing the doctor's no an actual dentist, is he? Was your doctor also the waiter?
No. He wasn't. I wouldn't mind, but it cost me $260 to have that injection in the bum.
So you had really bad toothache.
Oh, man, it was awful. Why
did you have to get an injection in your bum?
Well, it was a painkiller.
Right.
Oh, I didn't actually ask. He says, you know, pants down, okay.
Right, yeah.
No, and I'm on antibiotics, so obviously caught an infection and it was agony and you just have to, I had to do something about it.
Yeah.
So big painkiller in the bottom.
Yeah, actually, it does sound daft, but it's all above board, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Right.
Well, I don't know, because the surgery was down below deck, so it wasn't above board.
Yes, I know what you mean. Oh, dear.
But it was pretty nasty.
Did it work?
Well, it did, and then I went to the bar and had quite a few cocktails, and that seemed to help.
You should have just done that in the first instance. Certainly it would take the mind off the tooth, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was really sore, though, but I couldn't believe it, of all people.
It sounds like the dodgy doctor at The Simpsons, doesn't it? You know, is it Dr. Nick? Hi, everybody! I've got toothache, okay, pants down. If I got locked away, what's wrong with you, Arlie?